Good morning. I am happy to see that we don't have snow that's covering the entire house today, but also thrilled that you're saying this may not be the case. It may not be as bad as what it was sounding like yesterday afternoon.
I wish I could sit here and definitively bang my gavel and say that's what it's going to be, that's the end of it. But as a lifelong Monroe County resident and Indiana resident, you know that's just silly to do because it can change that quickly.
I know, it sure can. And, of course, my first thought is always having to do with county government is how that's going to affect if we should have that 11, 12 inches of snow that I was seeing.
Everybody was seeing, right.
I mean, the county highway department has to respond. Law enforcement has to respond because...
Well, here's the toughest part of all that, Marty, because what we like to do, and I know my buddy Adam Wason at the city, the director of public works, you like to get something down before it happens so you can kind of get ahead of it. Well, then if you throw it all down and nothing happens, it's just it's an awfully tough situation to be in.
Right, and of course with ice, that's just—it's a horrible thing to do because people can get out on the road and it'll look perfectly clear to begin with, and you hit that black ice and you're sliding off the road. But in addition to which, if you get the kind of heavy snowfall that had been predicted and which could still happen, as you say, we don't know for sure. Then I wouldn't at all be surprised to see that there would be some kind of emergency. Everybody stay off the road while they're trying to clear it. That's what's happened in the past when we had really, really heavy snowfalls. I recall many years ago that the only people who could get out were the emergency folks, and we were all almost locked into our houses and waiting for it. The weather to get better, and that went on for two or three days. So, just more exciting times in Indiana. But I would not want to live any place else on the face of this earth.
No, and we know that the county highway department's getting ready. The city's getting ready. They've got one eye on it, and we'll take it another step further. Obviously, it'll affect local schools if Thursday night is turning into rain and things like that. So we'll watch. For that, for Friday morning as well. What I want to do, Marty, is I try to just pass the message to be attentive. I'm not telling people what the forecast is going to be. I'm just telling them you might want to keep an eye on it if you have travel plans, school plans, after school, work, anything that goes along with that. We don't want a bunch of people on the road being surprised if this tends to go in that direction. That's the case.
Right. And with county government, if you think along the facilities that we have to have open 24/7, the jail, the youth shelter, or what you have to make sure you have staff there, and if they cannot get in and out, you have to make sure that people are prepared in case it should be this traumatic event that had been projected as of yesterday. And like you said, Indiana being what it is, we may have a little rainfall and it all go away, but sure doesn't look like it at this point. Looks like we're going to have at least some ice there.
Well, luckily for you, county government meets indoors where it's always 70 and calm, and and you guys got together last night. Tell us about what you did.
Right. Last night was the organization meeting, and that's required by law that at your first meeting that you have an organizational meeting and determine who the officers will be, and there was an election of officers, which actually took place when I was trying to get ink that had almost exploded in my hand from this ink pen. It was just everywhere.
Hazard
pen. So I go in and try to scrub it off, and while I do that, they had the election of officers. So the president is Shelley Yoder, and the vice president is Jeff McKim. So, and then there was a lot of citizen member appointments, which I did not see. The appointment was not, this wasn't shared with me until time for the meeting. And it was really pretty hard to follow along because there's like colored, like some of it's green, some of it's blue, some of it's white. And you're going, okay, I'm not sure what all of this is. And they hand it to you and you're supposed to vote. I probably should have passed on that one. I did pass on the president and the vice president. because I was just walking back into the room and I wasn't real sure what the motion was. And then all of the boards and the council appointments and so forth was also voted on. So it will be another busy year. And, of course, as many of us suspected, when there was a huge push to get the food and beverage tax done before the end of the year, that a lot of that would be tied to the fact that we might hear more news about the annexation at the first of this year. And indeed, as you see in the paper, that is what happened. It appears, anyway, that it's coming back to the Monroe County.
Yeah, let me read everybody the story that they're okay. Just late to it or didn't get to it. This is Ernest Rollins on A4 this morning, the Herald Times. An appellate court judge on Monday denied the state's latest appeal of a lawsuit filed by the city of Bloomington in response to the state intervening in its annexation plan last year. The case will continue in the circuit court in Monroe County. The state filed the appeal after attempts to have the case dismissed. They were blocked by Frank Nardi, a Brown County magistrate and a special judge overseeing Bloomington's annexation lawsuit. The city's lawsuit filed in May named Governor Eric Holcomb as the sole defendant, challenging the constitutionality of the state legislation that thwarted Bloomington's annexation attempt, which began last February. The block came in the form of a late amendment in the state's biennial budget, which immediately stopped any annexation attempt by a municipality that had been started in the first half of 2017 and prohibited any attempt for 5 years. So there you go. The case will continue, the key words in that story.
And, you know, it's one thing to say we believe that it should have not happened as it did. But then for this to say they couldn't do it for 5 years, then that seems to be problematic. I'm wondering if they'll say, well, some of this is okay and some of it isn't, or if that's even allowed. I don't know how all this will come out. It is questionable, it seemed to me, if the Monroe County Circuit Court could decide on this, because, of course, if the annexation goes through, that means a lot less money to operate our whole court system, our whole justice system. So that seems like that's a lot of pressure to put on a Monroe County judge, because they're always pushing for more money to operate the courts and the entire justice system. So perhaps this will be moved once again. I don't know. I mean, I'm just reading it just as you did, so I have a lot of questions.
I will ask Mick Renheisen tomorrow morning. The deputy mayor checks in with us at 8:30 on Thursdays. We'll get his thoughts on the timeline and how this is going to proceed moving forward. So we'll try.
Right.
We'll try
I did not see this until this morning,
Neither
or
did
I would have perhaps been able to determine how it's going to be put on our docket. That doesn't mean that the Monroe County court system, it can just take something immediately. You know, sometimes you have to wait for it to be on the docket. Now, in the meantime, there's a lot of additional legislation going on at the state, which that's what we spend a lot of our time on. Once the state goes into session, those of us who are very much wanting to follow along what's going on and how it's going to affect county government, we're watching there to see what's happening, not just having to do with annexation, but all kinds of other things that will affect us. There's one that's authored, House Bill 1099, authored by Representative Cherry, and that has to do with a uniform food and beverage tax. And that was something that many of us were saying, let's just hold off and see what happens next year. And indeed, this might sit in a committee and might not get any further. But this is a uniform food and beverage tax that any county fiscal body could impose. And therefore, those dollars then would have been overseen by the county fiscal body and rather than an appointed body. I think there's a lot of people who believe that these kind of millions of dollars, really, people should be able to vote for the people who you know will have direct responsibility for voting on the revenue.
And that's not the case with the food and beverage tax now, correct?
No, I mean, because there's three citizen members on there that's appointed, and then there's individual members of other bodies that are elected officials who will be appointed to sit on this board. But it's not quite the same thing as saying this board, all of which is, as a county fiscal body, every one of those folks have been elected by the people to represent the people of everybody throughout the county, including in the city. So I would have preferred that, but, you know, you get what you get. However, what we're doing right now is looking to see what else is going on in the state and what things that might also continue to affect us. We were told by our council attorney, well, of course, you can just remove this anytime you want, but I don't see how that's possible. But I need to listen again to exactly what he said, because surely there was some kind of caveat that you can remove it until what money's being spent out of it or pledged out of it or something. And I'm not saying anybody would even want to remove it. The majority want to move forward with this and have the majority of the dollars go into the city of Bloomington. And now with this annexation thing, if that goes through, that's another $400,000 that we saw on another report that they would receive out of that food and beverage. So you just wonder every day that goes by. It's like, okay, you think you know exactly what's going to happen, and then something else happens. But it looks to me like that it would be very difficult to put in legislation right now that would change in where we are right now. So, but you never know. You have to keep watching.
Well, you're exactly right. You have to keep watching, and obviously what's done here is done here, and I don't know what's going to change that, like you mentioned, how that's going to be different regardless of what happens at the state level. Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us every Wednesday morning to get us caught up on what's happening with county government moving forward. Anything else at the meeting jump off the page last night, Marty?
Well, not from the meeting, but what I would want to say also at the state level, there's a lot of legislation having to do with fire districts and fire territories. And that may sound sort of boring until you remember what was happening up in Washington Township and Bloomington Township, where they put together the fire territory and all of a sudden everybody's tax bills went skyrocketing. And so that's very much on the people's minds there in those townships. And so there's legislation being presented having to do with the budgeting process and so forth. And also I'm expecting to see legislation that might assist the Perry Clear Creek Fire Department, because they are combining with other townships as well. And so how all of that will shake out. So we need to keep our eye on that, because while that may not be county government, it is something that we look at, because we vote on those township budgets. We don't vote them up or down. We review them. And it's always important to us to look to see how much of that will affect the circuit breaker and see how much we lose because of that, which was going to happen when we saw the annexation going in and everybody's taxes were going to go up so high. Then that just triggers more and more of that circuit breaker. So that's an important thing to look at as well. And the other thing that I saw yesterday was the report from our highway department showing all of the projects that they have in the works. It's just amazing how they can even keep it all looking at it, all of it together, that the list just goes on and on. And I'm just saying kudos to our public works department for getting all of this worked in and trying to get the dollars ready for it and making sure that we're doing the best we can for Monroe County. So I'm happy to be the liaison for the Highway Department again, along with Eric Sumor. And so at this point, we're just hanging in there and waiting to see what will happen at the state level. We'll be going up there toward the end of this month to meet with some of our state legislators, and I'll probably be talking with you when I'm in the car on the way.
Well, just make sure that somebody else is driving. We know that you always thought safety first, safety first. Well, keep us in the loop of everything that's happening in Indianapolis that's going to affect us down here in Bloomington. And we'll keep an eye on the annexation story, obviously, as we move forward as well. And, of course, the forecast, Marty, because we sometimes just don't know.
Right, and that bicentennial celebration is supposed to be at the courthouse on Sunday, so it will be interesting. I know they're really planning on a very special program, and I sure hope...
Well, if it's indoors, they'll be fine.
Right, but if it doesn't happen on Sunday, the snow date will then be on the 21st.
All right, so we hope we don't have to worry about that. We'll keep our eyes on the forecast. We'll see you down Sunday. Do you know what time that celebration starts off the top of your head? I'll go look it up. If not, no big deal.
I am so sorry. I had it memorized, but that part of it starts at 1, but the program starts at 1:30. And it's also going on at the History Center.
Oh, great. So people have multiple places to go visit and enjoy.
Right.
And we'll have so many celebrations throughout the year. If you can't make this one, don't worry. There'll be plenty more.
There will be others. There's another bus coming.
100 years? Well, that's pretty important. You should celebrate something like that. All right, Marty, stay safe. Don't slip and slide too much. And we'll get caught up with you next Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you.